For nearly 2 years, we've been remembering some of the more than 900,000 people who've died of COVID-19 in the U.S. Samuel Lorenzo Jimenez and Amalia Ruiz Martinez emigrated from Mexico in the 1970s and married in Chicago. They both died in the summer of 2020 within 2 weeks of each other. Today, their niece Lily Ruiz and Amalia's brother Francisco Ruiz remember Tio Mel and Tia Amalia.
The earliest memory I have is when we used to live in Chicago and all my family lived in this huge brownstone building, like three floors in a basement. My uncle, my aunt, Tio Mel and Tia Amalia, they lived on the second floor. They have four daughters. To this day, I still call them las niñas. We're actually from central Oaxaca. The village, it's Teotitlan del Valle. And in that village and surrounding villages, they speak different dialects of Zapoteco, and they also speak other types of dialects too.
Nosotros no salimos del pueblo por falta de dinero.
We didn't leave the village for lack of money or lack of work, because my parents had a bakery and they were doing very well. The main problem that forced us to leave town was my father's alcohol problem. My dad started drinking a lot, and he became a very violent alcoholic.
Y se hizo un alcohólico muy violento.
They came in the 70s. My uncle, Teotiano, came, and then he brought my dad, and then he brought my uncle. My dad always tells me this. He says that back in that day, it was very easy to cross. It was like a line in the dirt. It was just so easy to just go back and forth, you know, depending on what route you use.
And then we opened a bar in Chicago where people would come to dance and drink. And that's where Uncle Mel started helping us. He said, I can work at the bar if you want. And I also told Amalia, why don't you prepare some taquitos? Because we lived on the second floor of the bar. She could make something like carne asada tacos and sell them there. We told our clients, and people liked them a lot, because she prepared a very good sauce. Till this day, no one else has prepared that sauce, except for her and my mother. People came from the south of Chicago to eat some tacos and order sauce. They came for the sauce. And Mel and Amalia could save money that way, until they collected enough and they said, we are going to build a house back in the village.
Y ahí fueron juntando su dinero hasta que juntaron suficiente y dice, vamos a hacer una casita allá en el pueblo.
My aunt, she was like this, like, you know, heavy set woman, very jolly, I would say, like, jolly, very judgmental. Like, she would always be like, hey, why are you so skinny? Like, you need to eat more. Like, come on, here, are you not eating enough? Like, what's going on? But she always cared about you. And, you know, she was like the person who knew everything about the entire family. So she was like that person who you couldn't keep secrets from her because she would find out. And then the whole entire family knew like the next day.
The anecdotes I remember about my sister, Amalia, she always offered something to eat. You couldn't go to her home and not eat. Yes, always. She would say, sit down, let's eat something. And I would say, oh, I just had lunch. No, 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 she said. And she was preparing something. And quickly, in 2-3 minutes, I already had a dish ready, very tasty.
So February 2020 was the last time I saw them, because February 2020, I was in New York and I flew back home because it was actually a quinceañera. And that was the last time the entire family got together. My uncle, my aunt, were going to move to El Pueblo permanently. They were going to like retire and like move out there. And they had everything ready. She even bought a bread oven, a huge bread oven. And my dad was telling me that they struggled so much to put it in her house because it was so big. And they did it. Then the pandemic happened.
Pero ya estaban las noticias de que Nueva York estaba.
But there was already the news that in New York, things were pretty bad. Aunt Amalia and Uncle Mel were still in Joliet, Illinois, and they didn't get to leave. And then Uncle Mel and Aunt Amalia weren't careful enough, and they got infected.
Y se infectaron.
Then, after that is when then my uncle passed away June 30th, and then my aunt passed away July 11th. So it was very traumatizing. To add on to that, trying to move two bodies, like from here over there, that was like a whole nother, like jumping through a lot of loops and hoops and trying to get paperwork and just waiting. It was a very helpless experience because you want to get them out. You want to just lay them to rest and you feel horrible.
Many people ask us, why do people want to go back to their village? Turns out that's where our roots are. I think that is one of the things that has made many Mexicans live with the idea of returning. Yes, to go back there. Yes, as Jorge Negrete's song says. If I die away from you, Mexico, let them say that I'm asleep.